What we've got to do is fight in Congress, fight in the courts, fight in the streets.
It's getting hot and heavy in Washington, D.C., with accusations and insults flying in all directions. One battleground, Capitol Hill.
I object to the senator disparaging a fellow member of the committee here in his absence.
He personally went after me. He personally impugned my integrity. You didn't object then, did you?
You can speak to it, but I think that we'd be better off if we just let it go.
The confirmation process of Trump's nominees for various top jobs has been as messy as you can imagine.
I'm very disappointed in this type of crap. I mean, my gosh, there's no excuse for it. Some of this is because they just don't like the president. I think they ought to stop posturing and acting like idiots.
We are only 1 month into 2017, and today we have another closed rule, or as I call them now, Putin rules. It's your way or the highway.
Whether one agrees with him or not, Trump's presidency has rattled the Washington establishment. Another flashpoint is between the White House and the media.
We have seen so many lies and conspiracy theories repeated by the President of the United States.
He has nothing but disdain for the rule of law and the Constitution.
This is one of the most radical inaugural speeches we've ever heard.
The disdain has been mutual.
You know, I have a running war with the media. They are among the most dishonest human beings on earth.
Some members of the media were engaged in deliberately false reporting.
CNN, you are fake news.
This kind of dishonesty in the media, the challenging that bringing about our nation together is making it more difficult.
We have two parties in this country right now, pro-Trump and anti-Trump. And for the most part, the media are anti-Trump. It's that simple. It's not ideology. It's not platform. It is purely personal. What this president has done, he took a Twitter account, bypassed mainstream media. These news titans are now standing in the queue, waiting with the rest of us peasants to find out what's going on. I mean, he has just slapped this group because of, frankly, and I'm not saying this is true or warranted, but he's had it with them.
Word is out that the White House decided not to send its representatives onto CNN shows. The fight is on, but the rules are unclear. In Washington, I'm Ganesh Chaikyan, RT.